This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. As per usual, we have the whole team. So let's say hey to Bougie Bruce.
Hey, hey, what's happening, everybody?
And then, of course, there is there's Stacey.
You can
there's
just call me. I was going to say, yeah, I can just be Beck. I don't need any superlative adjectives today.
Well, there you go.
I'm just Beck. Just Beck.
So basic Beck. And then basic Beck. And then me, Stacey. And then, of course, Lady P, Pamela, she is just getting back from her jaunt to the big city, New York, that is. She had a very stylish trip there, and so looking forward to hearing all about that. And then, of course, we're always joined by Engineer Eric. So, hey, Eric.
Engineer Hello. Eric. Hey, Eric, did you realize that you're going to be Engineer Eric today?
I guess I'm just basic Eric.
Well, you're going to be Maybe basic Beck, but I'm definitely not basic Bruce.
No, you're well, extra.
And here's the thing, like,
did
it's
you just
a
call me extra, bro.
That's right. Always extra.
Extra bougie.
Oh my goodness. Well, speaking of extra.
It's a shame that basic has become a four-letter word, because really, like, when it comes to the work that we do with both home and, you know, personal style, like, basics are key. So,
yes, they are.
At least this is a safe space where basic is not bad.
Okay, having a basic, simple foundation is actually a good thing, right?
Exactly.
Yes, I think it is.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Speaking of
basic, what's in the news, Beck?
Well, today for In the News, we are going to talk about a local feel-good story. And boom, I'm going to tee it up and hit it right back to Stace, and she's going to tell us about it. It is concerning the Boys and Girls Club of King County.
That's right. Hey, I'm back in the studio. I feel like I'm playing, like, Whose Line Is It Anyway, where it's like, back in the studio. So it is a feel-good story, something that we've had the opportunity to do. I believe that this is the 10th year that we have done this.
This is the 10th year.
All around the country.
That's
boys
crazy. God,
and,
time flies.
Right?
I know, right?
Boys and Girls Club, this time of year, nominate their Youth of the Year. And these are kids that represent various chapters all around the country. And each county, I believe, brings together all of the different chapters within that county, and they select their winner for the county. Yes, Bruce?
Yeah, it's actually their club. So they actually they have a Youth of the Year for each club within the respective area. And then it kind of goes local, then regional, and then district, and it gets bigger and bigger.
There you go. So they get to represent, you know, so first they're representing their club, and then, you know, they have this opportunity to keep going further and further afield. So the way that I know you're all wondering, how the heck does an image consulting group work with these nominated youths? Well, thank you for asking. One of the components of what they're doing is they're telling their story, and they are not just writing it. They are presenting it. They present it to judges. They present it to a group at an event at the end of this, a luncheon.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that, you know, we always talk about is the whole dressing to represent yourself. Being your brand.
Yeah, how do you present yourself? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. And so through the generosity and support of the clubs and some local merchants and whatever, and then we donate our time, we meet with any of the kids that have been nominated that choose to work with us, and we take them shopping.
Yep. And this year we had 11.
So what we do is Bruce, he goes in, he meets with the kids. He has a quick conversation with them, doing something that's very much like the personal style assessment that we talk about a lot on the show, and ask the kids, you know, okay, who's your style icon? How do you see yourself dressing? What does this mean to you? Tell me about you. And through that conversation, we're able to get a sense of who these kids are, what they aspire to be, what they represent. And we then go and pull clothes and meet with each of the kids and we get them styled and dialed.
Yeah, for their big event where they're going to be doing their speaking engagement, we get them all styled up with a really nice outfit that really truly represents who they are.
Yeah.
Or is a representation of an inspiration kind of, but kind of who they are or who they want to be. So right. I love doing it. It is definitely a work. But the benefit from doing it is seeing these kids, seeing their faces. You guys, I'll send you the pictures later of them at their event, the big smiles on their face, feeling amazing. I love that one little kitty asked for, young kitty asked, he wanted to wear velvet. And I was like, I don't know if we're going to be able to get velvet. I tell Stacy, I'm like, hey, Stacy, he wants a velvet. She looks at the video. She's like, he's going to get velvet. I loved it. You like found like the velvet piece for him. And he just, the smile on his face was just overwhelming to
me. So, and the thing that's really important for these kids is, you know, for them to understand that very often they're thinking that they're being aspirational. Like, I want to be a boss lady. It's like, no, you are a boss lady. Like, you can be 17, 18, 16, whatever, and be a boss lady or, you know, a boss man or whatever it is. And for a lot of these kids, they maybe don't have the opportunity to typically dress in this way. And so we make sure that the things that we pull for them, it's not like a one hit wonder that, you know, when we're dressing the kids, we're like, oh, hey, you know, this velvet jacket, here's how you can wear this for multiple things.
Absolutely.
So
that was this weekend, right, Stacey? Saturday was
this weekend. And for the, I don't know how many years in a row, one of the students that we styled won.
Woo!
So Tanzel, I believe, is her name. And she represents the Sammamish Club. So congratulations to her. She looked so amazing in a red suit. And, you know, at first she really wanted neutral colors. And she's like, well, I think that, you know, neutrals and black represent being, you know, a boss lady. And we were like,
we even put her in a gold metallic shoe.
Yep. Like a little kitten heel. And
amazing.
You know, she looked amazing. All of
the kids. More importantly, she looked amazing. She felt great because, you know, not to toot our own horns, but we listen to these kids. Like, we don't want to try to force anything on them. So it's sort of helping them just polish off where they're starting to emerge. We want to help them.
Ultimately, I think we believe that the children are the future. And if we teach them well, then we can let them lead the way.
Absolutely.
So I'm just saying. So congratulations.
We're laughing we do take this seriously. We do love working with these kids because they're all just... Their stories are very inspirational. It's really, they've been nominated by all these individual clubs, and there's a reason that they're the youth of the year for their club. So it's really cool to get them all together and hear their stories.
And it's exciting.
Really, really cool.
I think it's exciting. It's fun to do. It's fun to see the confidence. And honestly, I'll speak for myself. It gives me hope that, like, kidding aside, like, you know, the future is going to be okay. Like, these are some kids that are, you know, great kids with interesting ideas, interesting stories, maybe some hardships or maybe just some thoughts about the future. And they're willing to step up, speak up, and show up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, this episode today is actually inspired by another youth, which is really cool.
Exactly.
We're going to probably take a quick break and then we'll come back and get back into it. What do you think about that, guys?
I think
that's a good idea.
Perfect. So keep listening. We're inspired by the youth today. We'll be right back with more Wisdom from the Wardrobe.
The two youths.
Have you ever considered working with an image consultant or stylist, but were worried about what the experience would be like? If that sounds like you, then Michael Bruce Image Consulting is here to help. They've worked with thousands of people, and many of those individuals have shared their experiences by way of style stories. Go to michaelbruceimageconsulting.com/stylestories and check out what their delighted clients have to say about their experiences.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. So before we went to the break, we were talking about how we work with the Boys and Girls Clubs and kids and helping them out. Well, we're helping out another kid today with their homework. So, Bruce, why don't you give a little backstory? This is a really unique way to get help for your homework.
Absolutely. We got a I got a text message from a client of ours, and he said, "Hey, my my daughter, she's in eighth grade, has an assignment to interview a professional about how to create your dream closet."
I love it when they think we're professional.
I was like, oh, okay. He's like, I immediately thought about you guys. And I was like, okay. I'm like, so he wants to do your kid's homework? And he was funny. He's like, well, she wanted to call you, but I was telling her about you and she was really shy. And I'm like, yeah, we'll totally do that. We can. I said, you know what? We have a better idea. Why don't we just answer all those questions on our radio show? And we'll give Tessa some props for this. So Tessa, thank you for these amazing questions. And hopefully we'll be able to answer them for you and you'll get a A+.
I love this. I love this. Well, and you know, maybe she can play it for the class. So
absolutely.
There you go.
And these were actually some really good questions. The first question was, what's your top advice to someone trying to find their personal style?
Well, one of the things I think we need to remember is that the assignment was asking a professional about this, right? So the dream closet isn't like, you know, I'd like to have an island in the middle of it and a mini fridge. It's like, you know, what clothes you have in it. And right. Since it's a professional, I'm going to gather that we're talking about as it relates to kind of your professional showing up. But that said, Tessa, the way that we work as a team is that your professional style and your personal style should actually be one and the same. Mm. Right?
Right.
So, so I think when it comes to finding your personal style, it's, you know, going to the core of who you are, what you gravitate to, and what doesn't feel like you're playing dress up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also tell people, I think this is a good thing to do when we give people this assignment to themselves, when they ask us about personal style. It's like, you know, go find images or people or
people
things
whose style
that kind
you
of
like. Yeah.
Truly, yeah. Yeah. People that style you admire, you connect with. I think that's actually a good way to start as well.
And also understanding that, you know, this is a message for, parents really that are going to give advice, especially to young professionals and young people about the way that they need to prepare for work life. And it's not necessarily relevant anymore. You don't necessarily have to go out and get a suit for a job interview anymore. You don't necessarily have to look the part, if you will. There's a way to look professional and look like you
yourself. Yep.
Exactly. Yep.
Right. Right. I think this is the question when she talks about finding your personal style is we also have people say, hey, give me a sentence of what your style is, you know, define it. You know, we ask that question all the time, define your personal style.
And I do think this is where, again, we're finding pictures. Sometimes it's hard to articulate, but you can find mm-hmm. pictures of people you think, oh, I'd like that, or oh, I could see myself wearing that. I think that's,
right.
you know, that's, yeah. I think for even for the clients that we have that we work with, sometimes they can show us better than they can tell us.
Well,
right. Absolutely. I agree.
I do think no matter what your age is, when you're asked the question, what's your style, you think that you're supposed to use the lingo, right? You know, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, yeah. what's your favorite music genre? And you're afraid to like use something that isn't the right terminology. And it's like, you can describe, you know, well, I like clean lines, and I like, you know, how Katharine Hepburn dressed in certain movies, and right. I like this and that. It doesn't, it can be clumsy while you're trying to figure out your personal style.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
all right, here's another question. A common problem is having a closet full of clothes, but nothing to wear. How should someone start to deal with this?
Well, I mean, we always say that ideally you have a closet that is deep and not wide, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, when we go into people's closets, Bruce, you always say start with something that you feel really confident in and, you know, starting with that. And we always find things that are in people's closets that are like the, well, my mother said I should always have a little black dress, or, you know, I went here and I got this because all my friends were buying it, or whatever it is. Like,
yeah.
What's all the, like, the dead weight in your closet that you never, ever go to? Cut it out, in the words of, you know, whatever her name is from Full House. Like, get rid of all that dead weight. It's weighing you down. You're not wearing it anyway. And what it's doing is it's putting a bad narrative in your head about why you're not wearing it.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I do this, and we tell our clients to do this. It's a season thing. So for me, I do it actually at the end of a season. And I go, okay, before I start my new season, I look at all the clothes that I had for that season. And I look at all the stuff I didn't wear and go, why didn't I wear it? I had a lot of time. What about it didn't I like? Try it on and go, okay, what was the deal here? And you know what? I get rid of it.
Yeah, there's so many people out there that can use. A, thrifting is huge, especially for younger generations. I mean, absolutely, you know, give it away.
On the flip side, speaking of thrifting though, Stace, if you are thrifting, before you bring something home, think about it with what you've already got in your closet. And if you can't think of three different ways to wear it, maybe move it along. That's one of the ways you can stop having a closet full of clothes. Like, oh, I have this shirt, I wear it with this pair of pants, and that's the only way I wear it. You're going to feel like you don't have any options. Finding more versatile pieces that you can picture with this skirt or that pair of pants, that's going to help you feel like you have more clothes.
Right. Also, I think people are afraid to get rid of clothing that someone gave them. They've had it for a while. They bought it. It was expensive. I just say, if you're not wearing it, move it on.
Yeah, totally.
And that is a big piece of baggage that people have. If it was expensive, they feel like they have to keep it, even if they never wear it. So,
Totally.
And then her next question is, how does one determine which clothes they'll wear / will look good on them?
Well, that's part of where you kind of need to identify your body type. You know, I mean, I know right now crop tops are all the rage, but, you know, you look at, you know, a celebrity wearing a crop top and you realize that they've got a, you know, a trainer and a cook, and, you know, crop tops don't necessarily work for everybody. And so it's sort of trying to find trends that maybe work for your body. Like, for example, right now, high-waisted pants are in, and high-waisted pants don't look great on me the way that I carry my weight. And so, you know, I think that's kind of a challenge, is once you sort of determine your body type, it will help sort of steer you to what's going to look better and more flattering, whether you have a long torso or a short torso, or, you know.
The other thing is a couple things that came up while you were talking. One, I understand looking to celebrities for inspiration, aspiration, but A, keep in mind the lifestyle, and B, they are dressed for their jobs. Right. You know, like all these influencers and all the people that are wearing the clothes, the way they're wearing them. I get it. But back to, you know, Tessa's homework of the professional piece, wearing a crop top and showing your belly isn't going to be professional. So also understanding, you know, when it comes to that, going back to the question of, you know, the clothes full of closet or the closet full of clothes, keeping in mind that there are some things that are not going to overlap. However, that said, let's say you've got a great suit jacket and you want to do something fun with it. Wearing it with a crop top and a pair of jeans for hanging out with friends is a way to expand your closet. So
thinking about different ways of wearing those pieces, I think, is really important.
Right.
And one piece to that, when you said jacket, Stace, it reminded me, like, also think about having your clothes tailored so that they're appropriate. Like, you know, a lot of people put on a jacket and the sleeves are just way too long. And a simple shortening of the sleeves makes the piece that much more flattering for your body type. So, right. you know, not everybody can wear stuff right off the rack. So that's another way that
right.
you can make things look like they're made for your body.
Well, and
okay,
the,
here's one from her.
Wait. The other thing that I want to say, I think that this is really important because, you know, for Tessa and for other young men and women who, you know, are thinking about this, they tend to look in the mirror and see the things they don't like. And that is like its own pandemic, if you will, of people not being able to love themselves. So look at your body like it's a shape, not like it's, you know, anything else. And if you can do the geometry of what your body is and then try to find the clothes that will flatter it most, that can really help you. Take yourself out of the equation in a way so that you can find the clothes that look best on you and you can be kindest to yourself.
Get out of your own head.
There you go.
Yep.
Here's another question. She said, does color play an important role in finding clothes?
I think it does. And in the sense that I, like when I, okay, yes, we all know that I love the sale rack. And when I look at the sale rack, I often, you know, like at Nordstrom, for example, I'll just use them as an example. They sort their sale racks by color. Well, I am deliberately trying not to wear as much black. And so I just skip the whole black section. And I tend to go to colors that make me happier. I like the corals, the reds, the oranges, the warmer tones. And so that's often what I'm looking for because I like the way I feel when I wear those colors. So, you know, I also don't look that great in black anymore. My hair is gray now and I don't really wear makeup anymore. And I feel like black washes me out. So I want colors that help me look a little bit peppier. So yeah, I think that makes a big difference.
It's also what we told Tanzel, who thought she wanted a black power suit. And she ended up wearing red. Yes, you heard it, folks, a red suit. Now, here's the deal. It is as powerful or more so to have the confidence to wear color. Also, for those people that don't want to wear a ton of makeup, color really lightens up your face. And going back to the question of having a wardrobe that is deep versus wide, if you have, you know, a basic, you know, suit or, you know, blazers or jackets or whatever, and you have multiple blouses that have color or shirts that have color, then it looks different each time because you're really playing with the color and the accessories and what you do with it.
Right. Here's another one she asked. What is a common mistake people make when buying clothes? And let's look at it just in general, not like professional or, you know, casual, just in clothes in general. What's a common mistake people make when buying clothes?
Buying too big.
Yep.
Yes. Buying clothes that are way too big.
And that's part of the narrative in people's
is a
head.
Big trend, though.
It is a big trend, but what's a trend and what's an insecurity? And know the difference.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, I also say buying something just because it's on sale. You know, like it's not quite right, but it's on sale. So I'm going to grab it. You know
or
what I mean?
It's not the right size, but it's on sale.
Right. I'm going to grow into it. Well, guess what?
I'm going to lose 10 pounds.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's the issue with that. The narrative that you have each time you see it and you haven't worn it is just not worth it. The other thing that I would say that people do when shopping is not realizing that it can be altered. You know, if it's too long, you don't have to roll it up. You don't have to, you know, find all of these, you know, hacks that you have to do. You can find somebody that can help you. And it, you know, it may be a little costly, but it's worth it.
Yeah, we actually find clients that get upset. They're like, well, I can never find jeans that fit me off the rack. I'm like, you're 5'1". I mean, you know, they're not going to fit you off the rack, and they're not supposed to. There's really no such thing as true ready to wear. Most things have to be modified of some bit, whether it's shortening. That's just kind of the reality. The manufacturers cannot make clothing that fits everyone that walks in a door. Perfectly.
It's the common denominator.
Right.
The last thing I'll say.
Another mistake that people make when they go shopping is shopping without a plan. So 911 shopping, like, oh my gosh, I need to have an outfit for this event, you know, or, oh my gosh, I just looked in my closet, I have nothing to wear. It's that without a plan.
Yep.
And people go to stores, and stores can be very overwhelming. We have this. That's why clients probably hire us, is there's so much out there. They just get confused. And then what people do is they go to their default, which was, I only wear this, I only wear this, and I only wear this.
Yeah. Triage is not a good way to shop. The last thing I will say is going back to that not four-letter word basics, people skimp on good basic pieces of clothing. You should spend a little bit more on those.
Okay, so each one of you, real quick, we're going to wrap it up here, but I'll ask you one question. Stacey, you back, and I'll finish. What is your top, what are your top three tips for a dream wardrobe? Stacey, one tip.
Learn to accessorize.
Okay, Beck, one tip.
Go with colors that make you happy.
Yeah.
Bruce?
My clothes that fit.
Yep. We actually have like 45 seconds. So,
okay.
there's other tips. Yeah. And
there's other tips.
And remember that whether you're in your personal space or your professional space, you are still the same person. And, to always be representing yourself in whatever environment you're in. And there's a way to do that. And that right there will expand your wardrobe and make you feel good and have confidence. So.
Absolutely.
All right. That was fun. Hey, Tessa, don't give us math homework, but this homework was fun. So you're going to have to let us know how you did. We're going to want to know what our grade is. But anyway,
absolutely.
If anybody else has homework for us, a good way to contact us is to go through michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or reach out to us on social, michaelbruceic. We would love to hear from you. We actually love homework now that we don't have to do it daily.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. Great job. Thank you very much. Thanks for listening. And I will see you next week.
Yeah. Keep it cute, people.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.